You see the boxes in pink? We'll talk about those in just a second. So, sorry, this nine-step, I didn't invent this nine-step thing. This is actually what you're required to do by the FSA, those nine steps. I'd like you to, I know you can read, but I'd like you to read to me anyway, because it's bedtime story time. So, Stuart, I'd like you to take the heading, the measurable business result, and read the heading and the first line, then pass on to your colleagues the next line, and the next line, and the next line. Each person read a line.
The measurable business results. A more effective process of financial planning delivery.
Clearer and more user-friendly internal and external documentation.
A business model that can be replicated and rolled out as the business grows.
A more security-conscious approach to clients' information and confidentiality.
A more structured and defined service experience.
An increased company and personal profile.
A sustainable business that reduces day-to-day reliance on the principal.
Okay. All that came from a testimonial that I searched out and the result of a case study by a lady called Michelle Hoskin. All those comments came out from the clients of her, where she had gone in and worked on their business systems as IFAs. Because that's all she does all day long, just work on IFA business systems internally, the internal structure of the... Oh, you know that four-segment graphic I created for you? I couldn't remember that. Is it financial or is it customer? Is it internal? I couldn't remember any of it. So has anybody ever played charades or charades? You ever done that? Yeah. Okay, so you ready? No.
Three words.
Three syllables.
Three syllables.
Two words. Yeah. Two words.
It's a long time since you've played this.
Two words. First word.
Two syllables.
Chicken.
Second
word.
Leg.
Got it. And I thought, right, I know what I want to say now. I've got to have something I can remember. So I wanted to take that graphic and make it...
Sounds like...
Chicken thigh.
Chicken leg. Right.
The graphic's got a...
Chicken.
Leg. And the only thing I could come up with, sorry, I'm being stupid now, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. How am I going to remember this thing with some sort of mnemonic? And the only thing I could come up with, financial, customer, internal, learning and growth. Chicky leg. That's how I remember this. So, let me discuss with you the chicky leg principle. Well, it sounds like... forget it. Yes, thank you. So Michelle Hoskin specialises in ficking leg internal stuff. And she specialises in the in bit of ficking leg. Okay. But it sounds very much like chicken leg. Yes, she does. She does. It's been a long week and it's Thursday. You know, and you've got to cheer yourself up somehow after a group like this.
Take the glasses off and
then we're all... Yes, that's right. You're all very beautiful. So if you turn the page, I strongly recommend that you contact Michelle Hoskin. Seriously. She does this all day long and she's absolutely brilliant at it. And one or two of the Southern team are currently using her and I've had emails back that simply said, this girl is brilliant at helping me create efficient, effective conditions and systems in my business, particularly around the system side rather than the people and the time side. Okay, this is her job. IFA, internal business systems, make them run like clockwork, making them just run smoothly and humbly. I strongly recommend, no, I'm not on commission, I just think the girl is brilliant. I've been watching her for about 3 years now, floating around the circuit, and I've been checking out her work. And she is mustard. If you're struggling with creating a business whose systems and processes release you to help you achieve where we started today, which is 2 more days a week, please, free to live the life I want to live. She would be good to have on your side. Seriously. So let's go to page 49.
How much is she charging,
dear? Lots. I mean, just thousands a day. Well, I'm getting really sick now because she charged almost as much as me. I know the last job she did was £30,000. No, it's a huge job. It was massive. It was a big company. £30,000 worth of work. She only charged about £12,000. She probably charged about £600 a day, something like that. But you know, if you're north of Newcastle, you probably get away with a much better rate. Phone her and ask her, Steve. Depends on the role and job, what you ask her to do. Somebody just asked her to put in a client management system, client relationship management system, something really simple. Just charge, you know, a few £100,000. And he just loves it. He says, oh, this is brilliant. I can now regularly communicate all this marketing stuff that I want to with my existing clients and my new clients. And he's just happy about it. So internal business systems, which is the third part of today, automating the business internally is what Michelle does. And I just think it's worth a phone call to check out. If I was wanting to do this, then what are we talking about here? Meet with her. The problem I have is she's very attractive and all the IFAs love her to pieces and want, you know, come on, we'll meet Michelle Hoskin. And she's actually very bright. She's also very blunt. And she will just tell you between the eyes how it is.
Very blonde?
Blunt.
Oh, sorry.
No, she's not Nigel's kind of person. She's very dark hair. Okay, let's summarise on page 49 and then let's have some feedback. Look at what we've done today. Look at the conditions we've worked on. Page 49. Time, people, and systems. Question. Do you now see what I see? Do you now see why businesses in this industry just don't work? Are you now of a mindset which says, I now can go beyond to-do lists, beyond smart goals, and understand why I need to create conditions and what kind of conditions I need to work on to create a business that can free me for a 4-day weekend? Do I understand? Because if you understand, then you're a huge advantage to the rest of the industry. Huge. Because they haven't a clue. Not a clue. And I don't care whether they are New Model Advisor Award winners, Financial Advisor Award winners, Money Marketing, I don't care what awards they've won, they're all trapped. They're all consumed and they're all very frustrated. And they come to me privately, tell me stuff that they would never tell you because I'm no threat to them. But they're just trapped. They may be brilliantly trapped, but they are trapped. And today you know things that they don't know. Turn to page 50. Have a last word on IFA businesses. Okay, if we take it from... Who read last? Arthur?
Me.
Jean? Okay. Take it from the top. Just read the heading on the first line. Yeah, page 50.
The vital signs of business success. Understanding that the business is not your dream.
Ian.
Great leadership, giving direct. Core values that do not change.
Let me just stop you there. That one that Arthur just read out, some within the advisor gym and some, many outside, have forgotten why they're here and got the why of life confused with the what I do to fund the why. Does that make sense? You follow me here? They just forgot why they're here, and the business has become the reason why. That is a really dangerous place to get your emotional values and to have your emotional support met. It's a really dangerous place to have your emotional support and strokes. is your business? Because it's incredibly vulnerable to forces you can't control, and it will toss you and turn you all over the place, even if it works. So I strongly just ask you to go home and think about the why and the what, and where am I getting my emotional support from? And if it's from the business, in other words, the only place where I get my emotional strokes and kicks, winning the sale, winning a new client's trust, it's a wonderful feeling. It's meaningful. But if that's the place, you've got a problem. You're just very vulnerable to getting tossed around all over the place. Not clever. Carry on, sorry.
Clear purpose, vision and strategy.
Okay.
Confront the brutal facts.
Clear marketing position.
Staff aligned with your vision. Compensation plan that reinforces strategy.
Systematic client feedback.
Consistently measure and monitor operating performance.
Manage for business profit, not just salary.
Capacity to leverage owners' skills.
Okay. Okay. After all, twice.
Systems and structures to manage all of the above.
Reduce dependency on the business owner.
Which is where we started this morning at 10 o'clock. Reduce dependency on the business owner. Who wrote that, Andy?
Mark C. DeBergien.
Okay. Pretty bright guy. That's the last word from today. And he never said core competency once. To close then, I'm going to leave 7 or 8 minutes for feedback, because I think we need a bit more than normal. I'd like Jeremy, as the guest, to read the final quote on page 51.
The purpose-driven business. I want to discuss why a company exists in the first place. In other words, why are we here? I think many people assume, wrongly, that the company exists simply to make money. While this is an important result of a company's existence, we have to go deeper and find the real reasons for our being. As we investigate this, we inevitably come to the conclusion that a group of people gets together and exists as an institution that we call a company, so they are able to accomplish something collectively that they could not accomplish separately. They make a contribution to society, a phrase which sounds trite, but which is fundamental. You can look around in the general business world and still see people who are interested in money and nothing else. But our underlying drives come largely from a desire to do something else, to make a product, to give a service, generally to do something which is of value. So with that in mind, let us discuss why the Hewlett-Packard Company exists. The real reason for our existence is that we provide something which is unique, something that makes a contribution. David Packard, 8th of March, 1960.
And you and I know what that's all about, and I've said how this group works many a time. But I have to tell you this. I've taken a year just to tread water on this whole operation whilst I take on the challenges of economic collapse and recession and bank accounts getting frozen and all these other things that I've been very openly with you about. And now I'm ready. I'm ready to take this on to the next level. That's why Peter's here and the work has already started. Next week, technology allowing us. You know, the first little video will be released, and Sam's already shooting more videos. We've created our own video studio, and all the stuff I've been talking about since September, the online program, is now starting to be developed in order that I can touch 1 million people. And my objective is really simple. You know, I've got to make a profit out of this thing, and I've got to eventually allow it to release me. So it has to be financially strong enough to do this. so I can go on and just chair it and be the man, okay, like good old Dan Sullivan, just appearing at events like this, just being the man, and then taking an hour of your time and having somebody else continue the workshops. And I just be the man, and the man will always have his inner circle and inner sanctum of clients, and everything else will be outsourced. I've already got, been testing coaches and dropped them. I've already got an operation, which is a coaching company, who are waiting for me to tell them when they should come in and start coaching my other clients after you. So I'll always have this inner sanctum, and there'll be other inner circle clients, but will never be coached by me. And they're called Zest Learning, and we're in the process of negotiating how that's going to work. And that's exciting. The online learning will be exciting, and it will take masses of energy and masses of skills that I don't have. Why am I doing this? I just want to be with a group of people who feel like me, that, you know what, it's really worthwhile making a contribution on this earth and living a life that allows them to do that. There's nothing wrong with creating goodly money and goodly comforts for your family and yourself. That's our primary responsibility. My family, look after them. But you know, I'm going to have to be very blunt with you. I believe that me and mine can be as selfish as me, me, me. I want people who do that first and then think, are capable of thinking beyond that. It doesn't have to be everybody in the advisor gym or even everybody in the inner circle. But I'll take an inner sanctum with me to somewhere else on this. So that we leave an organisation behind which makes a contribution of some sort to other people. Leaves a legacy behind as a business. And a team behind me, when I swan off to do things I want to do with my life and semi-retire, who can carry on making that legacy and contribution. Surrounded by people who love the meaning of legacy and contribution. It won't be all of you in this room. I'll know who wants to walk with me on that journey. But there are people out there that I know would love to join me when that journey starts, and it will start soon. I've been talking about it for a year, and we're almost ready to go. And it will be the Soul Millionaire journey, for those of you that read the book. The Advisor Gym will simply feed that inner sanctum. So there'll be an Advisor Gym team, an inner sanctum that I'll take with me elsewhere to do something that's really, really exciting and actually blooming makes a difference in a world that needs a difference made. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm being very, very open with you and quite vulnerable, just saying, well, I don't want to go there with you, but that's fine. I'll still help you create businesses that release you for a 4-day weekend minimum and eventually release you full time. That's my job, but I'm taking this somewhere else. And that's why I wanted Jeremy to read that David Packard item again. Stuart, have a great weekend. Stuart needs to catch a train. Okay. I'd like you, whilst Jeremy reads quietly pages 53, 54 and 55, I'd like the rest of you to, because that applies just to you, Jeremy, I'd like you to digest that, if you would. Quietly digest 53, 54 and 55. I'd like the rest of you to just take on page 56 and start getting some feedback. Short-term gratification. Oh, incidentally, on that point, everybody in this room will have me as their coach for the next 2 years at least. where's Steve gone? You're deep in thought. Once you've done your feedback sheet, if you could tear that out. Yes. Sorry. Thank you, Peter. But two things I've done for you. Remember the marketing kit I keep mentioning in the marketing programs? I've started just taking the first things that you have done, which is the client journey and the service menus, and I'm feeding them back to the team as the beginning of their marketing kit, and yours, of course, because you'll see other ideas. So there's a copy for all of you here, and it's the beginning of your whole marketing kit. First point. Second point, sorry to interrupt you. All members of the Advisor Gym will get a copy of that within the next month. It's called the IFA Marketing Manifesto. It will be launched onto the market after you've received your copy. Okay, it's 80 pages of hardcore marketing step-by-step how to do it. Okay, so it's not just graphics, it's do this, it's packed. Okay, this is what Peter's been beating me up to do for the last 3 months, and it's taken me a long time to get it done. That will be yours. That's part of your marketing kit. So there are templates in there that your marketing kit says you need one of these. Well, they're in there. Yeah, and you'll all get a copy of that within the next couple of weeks. The IFA Marketing Manifesto, and it will start exploding on the market. Martin Bamford's read it, given me a great forward in it, and other people will be receiving a copy at the top of the industry in positions of conditional power. But you'll get your copy. So do collect your marketing kit here. I'll put it here. And do collect some free information and templates from Michelle Hoskin. Okay? And if you talk to her, she'll work through it with you and show you how you can use it in your business. That's free from Michelle. Okay, haven't quite finished yet. Let's just grab a seat and then we'll close. Just 2 more minutes. Just pop two of the things out and just pop them on the table. It's really interesting watching your faces when I say certain things. Contribution legacy? What's all that about? That was funny. It's me getting carried away. Going over the theories and in the clouds. I am core competency. Take your time, Balmies. I'd rather you gave me quality feedback with things that need changing, improving, making better, making less of, rather than just hurried it. So I'll ask you to spend a couple of minutes on that. I just wanted to say thank you. I've enjoyed preparing this. It's been a bit of an eye-opener for me. I've discovered an awful lot just in trying to teach you. You are a nice bunch. You're really nice to be with. And so this, to me, is not work. All the other stuff I do outside of this is the hard work, just to get to this room. I do everything just to get into this room. Do you know that? It's a real selfish kind of behaviour pattern, but that's what I do. Everything I can just to get into this room with you guys. It's a great feeling. I love watching you out there talking to each other. And my problem is I've never got you together with the Southern team and We've already started discussing down south how we're going to do that. Hopefully this year, just a logistical problem. Well, they want to meet you. I keep hearing about the northern team and how you laugh twice as hard as we do in the south. What is it in the water north of wherever? Because they hear this stuff. And why are they laughing so much? Well, we've got Arthur for a start.
Racial discrimination.
Then we got Andy and his core. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being here and being part of the advisor, Jim, however long you may stay. Thank you for working with me, allowing me to try to change you and the way you think and work. I hope that it blesses your life in the long term. I hope it makes a difference to you and your loved ones, the way you end up thinking and then behaving and working with the people that you have around you. I'd like to work with you forever and ever. That's not going to happen. We'll part one day when you're just so brilliant you'll be teaching me. But in the meantime, thank you very much. This is a great experience for me. I love it. Safe journey on the way home. Thanks for being here. Thank you.